If you're about to board a commercial flight, you expect the person sitting in the captain's seat to, actually know how to fly that specific aircraft.
Right, yeah. You'd certainly hope so.
Yeah, I mean, you expect that their certifications are up to date, that they've rested, and that they're fully capable of handling whatever weather is out there right at that moment.
Exactly.
You wouldn't just, accept an airline planning its flights by counting how many people wearing pilot uniforms just happen to be standing in the terminal.
No, that would be completely absurd. I mean, you don't just hope they're generally available to sit in the seat. You expect verified, real-time, proven capability.
Right. But when you step away from aviation and look at complex operations like manufacturing, logistics, large-scale facilities, that theoretical headcount method is often exactly how things are run.
Sadly, yes.
It really is.
We're looking at an operational landscape that is managed by counting bodies, not by measuring proven capability, which is a massive vulnerability.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's largely hidden in plain sight because the entire industry has essentially normalized it.
So if you're listening to this, you are likely a COO, an operations director, a site director, or a senior operations leader. You're the one accountable for delivering safely and efficiently day in and day out.
Every single day, yeah.
And today, we're bringing you a specific deep dive into our source materials, and this is part of our series, Why ScreenTech Matters, a role-by-role guide.
Right. And our mission for this deep dive is highly focused. We're going to explore how ScreenTech gives operational leaders actual control before the shift even starts.
Yeah.
We're talking about moving your entire operation from this sort of reactive, last-minute problem-solving state to a model of readiness-led execution.
Okay, let's unpack this. We have a great stack of source material today, pulling directly from operational guides and platform documentation. And the core theme across all of these sources is, it's a fairly urgent wake-up call. Managing an operation based on headcount alone is no longer enough. Proven capability is the new operational currency.
That shift in mindset is so critical because the daily reality for you as an operations leader is that your teams are expected to hit these increasingly aggressive targets.
Oh, absolutely.
But you can't ever compromise safety or quality or compliance while doing it. The problem is there's a fundamental flaw in how workforce readiness is currently tracked across almost every major industry.
Yeah, the evidence of who can actually do what is just dangerously fragmented.
Exactly.
Let's paint a picture of that fragmentation based on what the sources show us about a typical facility.
Sure.
So imagine a shift manager trying to verify if a worker is ready for a specialized task. First, they have to check a learning management system, right? An LMS, just to see if the person watched a video.
Right, which only tells part of the story.
Yeah, and then they have to go check the standard operating procedures, the SOPs, and those are likely sitting in like a dusty physical binder on a shelf somewhere or buried in some nested digital folder.
And, it doesn't even stop there. They also have to check a compliance tracker.
Oh, the spreadsheets.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Which is usually just a fragile, error-prone spreadsheet managed by someone in HR who, frankly, might be on vacation.
Right.
Plus, they're looking at basic rota scheduling tools that only tell them who is clocked in. And perhaps most terrifyingly, they're relying on the unwritten knowledge locked away in the heads of other managers.
Yeah, just walking around asking, hey, is this person actually any good on the floor?
Literally that.
Which creates this enormous blind spot for the COO. I mean, your standard rota might show you who is clocked in, meaning who is available, but availability absolutely does not tell you who is truly ready.
No, it doesn't.
It's like looking at a restaurant's staff roster and assuming someone can cook a flawless souffle just because they clocked in for their shift. I mean, availability does not equal capability.
I love that. That restaurant analogy gets right to the heart of it.
Right.
Because, a training record in an LMS might give you a nice green check mark showing someone completed a module 6 months ago.
Right.
But as any operations director knows, a completed module does not prove they can safely execute that complex capability on a noisy warehouse floor today under intense pressure.
Yeah. And if we connect this to the macro level, the risks here are completely systemic. Think about your critical roles. Right now, because this data is so scattered, you might be relying on, say, two or three people for a highly specialized task across a massive facility. You likely have no obvious qualified cover if one of them calls in sick.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, that risk really compounds when you try to plan for the future.
Yeah, how so?
Well, when you and your leadership team sit down to plan for next quarter's demand, you're almost certainly planning by headcount.
Just counting bodies again.
Right. You're looking at the sheer number of people needed to fulfill a contract, while entirely ignoring the future capability gaps that are absolutely going to derail those plans.
Wow.
You might have 50 people, but if only 5 of them have the specific verified compliance required for the new client standard, then your headcount number is just an illusion.
And the sources are very clear on the compliance side of this, too. In this fragmented, spreadsheet-heavy system, a compliance gap usually only becomes visible when it's, well, far too late.
Exactly.
You only find out a critical certification expired when an auditor flags it during an inspection, or worse, when a shift is already exposed, something goes wrong, and the work has to immediately stop.
And that is the ultimate danger of the headcount illusion. It gives operational leaders a completely false sense of security right up until the exact moment execution fails.
So since the evidence of who can do what is scattered across like half a dozen systems, and planning by headcount is obviously a trap, how does a COO actually fix this? Because practically speaking, you can't just build another passive dashboard that aggregates all those spreadsheets. That just gives you a prettier version of the same fragmented mess.
Yeah, and frankly, operations leaders are exhausted by dashboard.
Oh, completely.
That fatigue is entirely justified. And this is where we need to look at the mechanics of what Skreaks XX fundamentally changes. It does not just aggregate data. It unifies the operational reality.
Okay.
Skreaks X is engineered as a workforce capability platform. So it actively connects learning, SOPs, skills, assessments, practical floor evidence, compliance and manager action into one single unified operational view.
It seems to completely change the definition of what a learning system is even supposed to do.
It really does.
The documentation emphasizes that instead of an LMS that is just built for HR and focused on like completion rates, Skreaks X ties learning directly to real physical work and leave readiness.
Exactly. It combines the theoretical learning with practical, on-the-job assessment, supervisor sign-off, and controlled SOP history.
And that unified data feeds into one of the most powerful tools for operations, which they call Shift Studio.
Yes, Shift Studio.
This introduces the concept of capability-aware planning. So instead of just slotting available names into a schedule and hoping for the best, Shift Studio allows your managers to build and plan shifts using verified skills, up-to-date compliance, and evidence-backed capability.
It's a game changer for planning.
But wait, practically speaking, operations are incredibly messy, right? And fast-paced.
Sure.
Let's say your quality and safety team drops a massive 50-page updated SOP PDF for a manufacturing line on a Friday afternoon.
A classic scenario.
Right. In the old world, that sits in a digital folder, and maybe a manager remembers to mention it at a pre-shift huddle on Monday. But how does a software platform actually translate a dense 50-page document to the physical floor fast enough before the next shift starts? Does it just, I don't know, send everyone an email with an attachment?
No, absolutely not. Because an email attachment doesn't guarantee readiness or comprehension. That specific bottleneck is what the SOP revision workflow in SkreathRx is built to solve. When that 50-page SOP is updated, the AI in the platform actively digests that controlled operational knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just host the file, it actually reads it.
Okay, wait, so how does it parse it? Is it literally reading the text and making assumptions?
The system uses natural language processing to map the new requirements in that document directly against the existing skill tags and profiles of your workers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It literally cross-references the changes on, say, page 42 with specific operator profiles to see if their current certifications cover the new machine calibration requirements.
That's incredibly specific.
It is. And then it generates AI-assisted questions linked directly back to the source document, which your subject matter experts then review and approve.
So if it actually updates in real time, that solves the delay problem, but it relies entirely on the data being connected in the first place.
That connection is the exact mechanism that makes it work. For a COO, the value is that Skreaks X instantly identifies exactly who is affected by this specific procedural change.
Okay.
It recalculates the readiness of your entire workforce in real time. If the update requires an immediate action like a quick refresher quiz or a mandatory digital acknowledgement on their mobile device or a floor kiosk, the system routes that action directly to the affected employees and their managers.
So until they physically acknowledge that change or pass that quick check, their readiness status for that specific line is essentially suspended.
Precisely. Readiness is recalculated instantly based on the new standard, meaning your managers aren't deploying people who are operating on yesterday's rules.
Let's talk about the visibility this gives right before a shift. If everything is mapped, you know, the SOPs, the learning, the skills, I assume it changes the macro view first, like looking at a whole facility to see where the biggest risks are sitting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It shifts your entire perspective from trailing indicators, like looking at an accident report or a misquota, to leading indicators.
Right, getting ahead of the problem.
Exactly. The main value levers here are readiness before the shift starts, early risk visibility, and operational continuity.
Yeah.
You can see expired items or training gaps weeks before they actually block the work.
The sources outline a few critical operational questions that SquayXX allows a leader to answer. Let's walk through how that actually looks on the ground. For instance, if I'm looking at my facility, can I see which shift carries the most capability risk?
Yes. You can view the entire facility and immediately see that, for example, your night shift B has a critical deficit in certified supervisors or hazardous material handlers compared to your day shifts.
Okay.
It highlights the structural weakness right there.
But does it drill down to the individual? I mean, not just are they in the building, but are they actually ready for the specific task they're assigned to today?
It does. A manager can look at an individual worker and see a complete verified profile. They aren't just present, they are compliant. Their practical assessments are signed off by a supervisor, and they have acknowledged the latest safety protocols.
And if they aren't ready, can you see exactly why they're blocked?
That's where the granular visibility comes in. A worker might be blocked from a line, and the system tells the manager exactly why. Like, their forklift certification expires in 2 days, or they have a pending practical assessment that a supervisor hasn't signed off on yet.
What about forecasting? You mentioned the headcount trap earlier.
Right.
If we win a massive new contract in Q3, can we see if we actually have the capability to deliver it?
Because you have a live matrix of everyone's verified skills, you can totally model future demand against your current capability. You might see that you need 20 more people trained on a specific quality assurance protocol by November to meet the new contract.
So you identify the gap today.
Exactly. Not in November when the client is demanding product.
Okay, but if I'm a shift manager, a dashboard that just flashes red because certifications expire in 14 days or because we have a coverage gap is just a stress generator.
Sure, I can see that.
I mean, I have 100 other things happening on the floor. If the system just shouts about problems and leaves me to figure it out, it's not actually helping me.
That is a very common trap with traditional reporting tools, and it's a very valid concern for any operations leader rolling out new software. A dashboard that just highlights your failures is frankly useless in a fast-paced environment.
Yeah, it just causes panic.
Right. But what's fascinating here is that SquayXX is designed specifically as an action engine, not just a reporting tool. It doesn't just show the gaps. It calculates and suggests the most efficient actions to close them.
So let's look at a concrete workflow from the platform data. The flow is basically risk detected, options ranked, manager decision, action applied, and audit stored.
That's the one.
How does that look in practice?
Imagine a risk is detected. You have 12 warehouse operator gaps exposed on upcoming shift B. A traditional system just leaves a red hole in your schedule.
Good luck filling it, right?
Exactly. But SquayXX's AI action engine looks at the entire workforce capability matrix and ranks your best options to solve the problem.
Oh, wait, so it's like a chess computer.
A chess computer.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't just look at the board and say, hey, your king is in trouble, good luck. It says, here are your fastest, safest moves to get out of this situation, and here is exactly how each move improves your overall operational board position.
That analogy fits perfectly.
Yes.
The system might recommend moving qualified, fully compliant operators who are currently scheduled on overcovered shifts.
Okay.
It might show you a best fit cover, someone who is fully ready right now, or it might show you a development cover, someone who just needs a quick 15-minute practical sign-off to be fully compliant for that role.
Wow, so it actually maps out the path of least resistance?
Right. It quantifies the solution, showing the manager that applying a specific action will increase shift coverage by, say, 3.2%.
Or another example from the source is, let's say you have good manufacturing practice or GMP evidence that is pending. A worker uploaded a photo of a completed task, and it's just sitting there blocking their readiness.
Mm-hmm.
SquayXX doesn't just flag it as incomplete for the floor manager. It actively routes that specific review directly to the correct quality assurance approvers queue.
It uses a centralized manager action center. It gives managers prioritized queues and service level agreement timing, so there is drastically less manual chasing. The system knows exactly who needs to approve what and by when, making accountability crystal clear.
But coming back to the chess computer idea, does the system just make the move for you?
Mm.
Because honestly, automating shift changes without a human in the loop sounds like a recipe for a union grievance or just a logistical nightmare.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It does not automate the manager out of the loop. That is a critical distinction. It ranks the safest, fastest routes to compliance, but it requires a manager's accountable choice.
Okay, that makes sense.
The system presents the options. The manager makes the decision based on their on-the-ground context. And then, and this is vital for your auditors, that decision, along with its underlying rationale, is permanently retained in the audit history.
That audit trail is massive for a COO. I mean, every approval, every reassessment, every time a manager accepts a piece of practical evidence, the history is locked in.
Yes.
If OSHA or the FDA walks in for a surprise inspection, you aren't scrambling through printed email chains and WhatsApp messages trying to prove why someone was allowed on the floor last Tuesday.
Nope. You have a digital, immutable record of their capability at that exact moment in time.
So we have the theory and we have the workflow. We understand how the AI parses the data and routes the actions. But, you know, if you're sitting in the COO chair, theory isn't enough.
Of course not.
Right, because the AI ranking the options is great. But if I'm a COO, my next worry is whether my shift managers are actually using it properly or just blindly clicking the fastest approve option just to clear their screens and get back to the floor.
Right, the human element.
Yeah. How do we know this isn't just creating a culture of, like, green box complacency?
That brings us to a feature called adoption intelligence. For operations, success with the new system isn't just about software logins.
Yeah.
Who cares if everyone logged in if the facility isn't any safer or more efficient?
Exactly.
Adoption intelligence in ScrySX measures actual operational outcomes.
So it measures behavior, not just clicks.
It tells you whether managers are genuinely engaging with and closing the actions in their queue. It tracks whether readiness blockers are actually reducing across the facility over time.
Okay, that's powerful.
Yeah, and it highlights if specific sites or even specific shift teams are struggling with a process and need leadership intervention. You can essentially see the reality of your operational culture.
If I'm a site director, though, my immediate question is going to be about my team's workload. Operations managers are already stretched to the breaking point.
They are.
Does this system actually save my shift manager's time? Or is it just feeding the beast with more administrative data entry?
It's a vital question. But consider the alternative they're dealing with right now. By centralizing all those scattered, disconnected tools, you know, the manual compliance trackers, the isolated LMS training records, the chaotic ROTA spreadsheets, into one single manager action center, ScryISX actively reduces manual reconciliation.
It stops the hunting and gathering of data.
Exactly.
Mm.
It stops the endless chasing of signatures. It drastically reduces the audit stress because the evidence is inherently tied to the capability.
Yeah.
Managers spend less time playing detective to figure out who is ready and more time actually running the floor.
And if a COO wants to test that workload reduction, the sources outline exactly how to run a pilot. You don't boil the ocean and try to roll this out globally on day one.
No, never.
You choose one site or even just one complex shift operation.
A controlled pilot is absolutely the best way to prove the model. You map their specific requirements, the roles, the skills, the SOPs, the mandatory certificates. Then you run the platform to generate the readiness visibility for that specific group.
Mm-hmm.
Almost immediately, you identify the blocked people and the weak cover that your spreadsheets were hiding.
And the key metric for that pilot isn't just, did the software turn on without crashing? It's measuring the before and after planning confidence.
Right.
You ask your managers, can you deploy your people today with more certainty than you could a month ago? Are the daily readiness blockers measurably reduced?
I also want to touch on a broader organizational impact mentioned in the source material, because it really speaks to a secondary but massive benefit of implementing this kind of structured capability model.
Which is?
Workforce retention.
Ah, yes. Yeah. The platform documentation references some pretty compelling independent research from organizations like Gallup and McKinsey regarding retention.
It does.
This research models up to a 20% reduction in employee turnover when organizations implement visible progression, clear recognition, and structured development.
Now, we need to be very transparent here, just as the sources are. They present this 20% turnover reduction as an illustrative upper-end model based on industry research.
Right.
It is explicitly not a guaranteed software claim. Software alone cannot fix a toxic culture or poor management.
Right. Yeah. If you aren't paying people enough or the working conditions are terrible, a capability platform isn't going to magically make them stay. The actual retention results will always depend on your leadership and the wider employee proposition.
But the underlying logic of the research completely holds true. When you use a system that connects learning directly to real, meaningful work, it fundamentally changes the employee experience.
How so?
Well, when frontline workers can see exactly what verified skills they need to acquire to move up to the next pay grade or a more specialized role, and when managers have the tools to recognize that progression with verifiable evidence, people tend to stick around.
They can clearly see a future for themselves within the operation.
Exactly. It replaces favoritism with verified capability. Again, for the COO or the operations director, while retention is a fantastic long-term benefit, the most immediate, real-world metric is always going to be operational confidence and risk reduction.
It all comes back to having control and visibility before the work actually begins.
Yes.
So let's synthesize all of this. For the COO, the operations director, or any senior leader listening to this deep dive, the core takeaway is this. ScryXX gives you control before the shift starts.
Yes.
It pulls your management team out of the reactive firefighting cycle. You know exactly who is ready. You know exactly where your capability risk sits on any given day. You know what specific ranked action is needed to clear that risk.
Right.
And you have an active system designed to keep your operation relentlessly resilient in the face of change.
If I can leave you with a final thought to mull over,
right.
It's about taking everything we've discussed today and looking outward.
Okay.
We focused heavily on the internal operational mechanics, right?
Mm.
Safety, compliance, shift cover, audit trails. But think about how this level of granular, verified data changes your external commercial conversations.
You mean taking this from a defensive posture to an offensive one?
Exactly. If you can finally prove your exact operational capability at any given moment, imagine sitting in a boardroom, bidding for a massive, highly regulated new client contract, or negotiating a sudden, unexpected surge in demand.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You aren't just sitting there hoping you can fulfill that contract based on a theoretical headcount spreadsheet that might fall apart on day one.
Right. You actually have proof.
You could open a live platform and categorically prove to that client that your workforce is verified, compliant, and demonstrably capable of delivering on your promises today. It turns operational readiness from a defensive safety measure into a massive, quantifiable competitive advantage.
So what does this all mean? It means it's time to stop planning your business with the illusion of headcount and start planning with the reality of capability. Because just like you wouldn't want a pilot flying your plane just because they happen to be standing in the airport terminal, you shouldn't run your operation hoping the people who clocked in are the ones who can actually do the job safely. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. Be sure to check out the other explorations in our Why Scrimming Scare X Matters series.